number 15, Ghost Stargazing. One of my favorite comics is Calvin and Hobbes. And there's one old panel where Calvin and his buddy Hobbes are outside looking up into a field of stars. And Calvin remarks, "If people gazed at the stars each night, they'd live a lot differently. When you look into infinity, you realize there's more important things than what people do all day. So go stargazing. If you live in the country like me, it's easy. Go outside at night or even better, early in the morning on a clear morning around 4 o'clock, an hour before dawn or so, and really look up and just take a few moments and look into infinity and look up at the beautiful field of stars as well as you can see and contemplate that for a minute. If you live in the city, see if you can get out to the country or you can get someplace like, it doesn't have to be a dark sky park, but go to some type of park where you can get away from the lights of the city and you can really see some of the stars. If you're not able to do that, at least go to a planetarium and learn a little bit about the stars and learn a little bit about what's a little beyond Earth. The eclipse and all that is real neat, and I love some of the photos, but at this point, go gaze at the stars. Go really look into the infinity of the universe. And if you think about it, the ancient peoples, and even pre-Socrates, pre-Aristotle, they would go out and they would look up at the stars, and that's where a lot of philosophy and a lot of science and a lot of ideas came from, because they started to ask, what is that out there? And the constellations, and when you study a lot of the history of all this, you realize there was a lot of thought going into what's going on out there. When you study some of the Hindu Vedic texts and you look at some of the old Chinese texts, you see so much always about contemplating the stars, the universe, infinity. So go stargazing. And as far as health, go stargazing for your physical health, in order to relax you, in order to contemplate, in order to ask questions. Do that for your mental pursuits, in order to start getting your ideas flowing and the idea of the infinite. And go do it for spiritual health, in order to really ask deep down questions. I love this with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He had a very inspiring speech on the internet, and he talks about how he was talking about looking into stars and this whole thing that he did with a telescope and seeing the Earth from the edge of the universe. And a psychologist talked about how it made him feel small, and Dr. Tyson said, "Man, it makes me feel so large to know I'm part of such an amazing infinite thing as the universe, that we get to be a part of that, and we're made of the same stuff that makes up all these stars and everything." And it's such a profound, deep insight, and it's being able to go, wow, look at this amazingness. And there's a lot of aspects of health in that, because it expands you. It goes back to a little bit, not just contemplating the perfection of the universe, but go back to meditation, go back to breath, and go back to your awareness of yourself, and go back to that awareness of where you are in there. When I talk about travel, even, it's about changing your perspective and broadening it. The astronauts talk about something called the overview effect. You can look up and how seeing the Earth from space is such an amazing experience, to see this one beautiful globe. So looking out at the infinite universe and looking at that deeper meaning of infinity and asking yourself about it is a profound way to gain more health. And one of my other favorite talks is the Pale Blue Dot speech that Carl Sagan gave when they turned Voyager around and looked back at the Earth. And he talked about how, you know, this is it. This is the only place we know. And we get to be these beings on this planet just floating through space, this spaceship Earth that we're on. And you think about that, and so much going on around us, it's about broadening perspective, and it's about seeing a little bit beyond ourselves and humbling ourselves to divinity. So I encourage you, please go stargazing. Go do it as often as you can. And when you go do it, even if it's for a minute, even if it's for an hour, even if it's for a day, go out, or a night as it were, go out and really just ask yourself little questions like, wow, how far away is that? When you look at Andromeda Galaxy, it's 2 million light years from us. And just humble yourself a little bit and really, really look at it from a deeper perspective. I encourage you.